Today is the last day in Georgia to register to vote in next month's high-stakes Senate runoff. And last night, incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler and her Democratic challenger, Raphael Warnock, went head-to-head in a debate. Let's bring in Emil Moffitt of WABE in Atlanta. And Emil, what a weekend for Georgia. Both Senate candidates are fairly new to politics. What stood out to you at last night's debate?
Well, the candidates took very different approaches. Senator Loeffler was very stringent in sticking to her message, which she repeated over and over. She noticeably didn't call her opponent Reverend Warnock or Dr. Warnock, but instead referred to him more than a dozen times as radical liberal Raphael Warnock, and says the policies that he supports will, in her words, fundamentally change America. At the same time, Warnock took a conversational approach, I'd say, discussed his upbringing, his experience as a pastor helping out his community. But he also took several swipes at Senator Loeffler for being out of touch and repeated attacks that Loeffler has used her position as a senator to profit off the coronavirus pandemic.
And I want to ask you a little bit more about Warnock and his performance last night. But President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence were also in Georgia over the weekend campaigning for both Republican candidates. Trump, again, falsely claimed that he won the election there. And last night, Senator Loeffler, when asked if she believed the election was rigged, said this.
It's very clear that there were issues in this election. There are 250 investigations open, including an investigation into one of my opponent's organizations, you know, for voter fraud. And we have to make sure that Georgians trust this process because of what's at stake in this election.
Emil, we, of course, know the latest recount in the state gave President-elect Joe Biden an undisputed victory there. What does Loeffler's answer signify about the line she's trying to walk as a Republican in Georgia?
Yeah, what she didn't say was that President Trump had lost the state, which, of course, he did. And that appears to be a kind of a nod to the president and the president's supporters who continue to claim without evidence that there was widespread fraud in Georgia's election in November. And this is an effort, it appears, to sympathize with the Trump base, encouraging them to go out and vote in January, even though many Trump supporters may feel that their vote somehow won't count in the runoffs, even though there's been, again, no evidence of widespread fraud in Georgia's elections.
Right, right. I want to ask you again about Warnock. He dodged some questions about the coronavirus relief package. Do you think that he missed an opportunity there?
Well, it very well could have been to mention some exact numbers. It was an opportunity to dispel the Republican argument that Democrats just want this blank checkbook to spend as they wish, especially if they have control of the Senate in addition to the House and the White House. And Reverend Warnock, his argument was last night that earlier stimulus money favored big companies instead of everyday Americans. So he appeared to be more focused on kind of where the money was going as opposed to how much they would be actually asking for.
Yeah, I've got about 30 seconds with you, but I got to ask you about the other Senate race. So Democrat John Ossoff debated at an empty podium as incumbent Senator David Perdue refused to participate. Why did he decide to skip the debate?
David Perdue said that he had already participated in debates during the general election and said there was, I guess, nothing left to say. But that was quite the interesting visual of Ossoff standing next to that empty podium. Mm-hmm. And Ossoff several times called Perdue arrogant for not showing up.
Right. We'll be keeping a close eye on Georgia as we head toward the Senate runoff elections on January 5th. As always, thank you so much, Emil.
It's my pleasure, Tanya.